once lined the streets of Jerusalem, pressing forward, eager to catch a glimpse of Jesus. As he came into view, they praised him, as if their very cries would crown him king. Many in the crowd were curious. They had heard that Jesus could heal the sick and raise the dead. Others had witnessed these miracles firsthand. Wedding guests who celebrated with the water he turned into wine. Friends who looked on as he brought Lazarus back to life. Lepers who saw the disease vanish from their bodies. And many who sat on a hillside as the teacher fed thousands with the lunch of one child. His own disciples had seen him calm the raging sea with a wave of his hand. Amazed like everyone else, they wondered, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the seas obey him."
See you. inside, the crowd was fed with a few small fish and some loaves of bread. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that all who believe in him might be one. To the Lord of the wind and the sea,
it was now Passover evening. In Luke's account, we read, "And he sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat.' And they said unto him, 'Where wilt thou that we prepare?' And he said unto them, 'Behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And you shall say unto the goodman of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready.' And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 disciples with him. And he said unto them, With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you. Jesus knew his time was drawing near. Luke continues, He riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." When they had finished the supper, they went to a garden called Gethsemane. There, as Jesus knelt to pray, he agonized over the sufferings that lay ahead. In the silent darkness of that night, the Son cried out, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done."
Please let this come.
As Jesus finished praying, the silence in the garden was broken. Led by Judas, a group of soldiers armed with swords arrested Jesus and brought him before Caiaphas, the high priest. Condemned by the chief priests and elders, Jesus was bound and delivered to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth and saith unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate saith unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." And from henceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. Nailed to the cross for all to see, he became the ultimate Passover lamb, sacrificed for the sins of the whole world. In his final moments, he looked out at those responsible for his death and cried, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Then once and for all time, he paid the penalty of sin in full.
Hands and feet.
In the darkness that engulfed the afternoon sky, the earth shook and groaned. It was as if creation itself were overwhelmed with grief. Many of the bystanders fled, perhaps for fearing God's wrath. Others were unable to move, rooted to the ground that still held the cross firmly in place. As they looked upon the face of the one they had betrayed, they realized, too late, the gravity of what they had done. One of the soldiers that crucified him was heard to say, "Truly, this was the Son of God." The Savior, long awaited by generations, had been rejected and shamed, scorned and beaten, then crucified by the very ones he came to save. Like those who stood before the bruised and battered Savior on the cross, we too must realize he came to save us. He came to save us all. And as each of us examines what he did, we can only bow our heads and say, "Hallelujah, what a Savior." Was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command therefore that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' So the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly, tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Jesus is risen. He is risen.
Jesus Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. He is risen and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. The scriptures tell us in Revelation 5, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. This shall be our song throughout all eternity.
Receive honor and praise forevermore. Thank you, choir, Brother Joseph. You know, a lot of work, Brother Benny mentioned, goes into the preparation for a cantata like this. And it doesn't seem like they went very long after Christmas till they started having to work on the Easter cantata. Easter comes a little early this year. And so we thank them for their hard work. And the purpose is to do exactly what that song said that they sang. Behold the man. Behold the man. And that's the person, the man Christ Jesus, has been presented tonight. The one who stepped out of eternity into time. The one who came to seek and to save that which was lost. The one who endured such contradiction of sinners. And yet, for the joy that was set before him, went to the cross of Calvary and took our sins in his own body on the tree and shed his precious blood, the blood of God himself, that we might be redeemed. Think of our condition, a condition that is so desperate and hopeless that only the blood of God himself could save our souls. And that brings us to the question that Pilate asked, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? That's the question that faces you tonight if you don't know him as your Savior. What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? Are you going to go through this Easter day and then leave and go on your way and come again next year maybe? But you know, next year may not come. The critical question is, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ, right now? You can trust him as your Savior tonight. You can turn to him from your sin. And he'll take you, as we read in Revelation chapter 1, and wash you from your sin in his own blood. If we know him tonight, that question has an application to us as well. What then shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? Am I going to allow him to be the Lord of my life? Am I going to be willing to die to self that his life might be manifested in my life? That we might be a testimony to the people who are around us. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this glorious day. And we thank you for the glorious message that we celebrate. The glorious message that the choir sang so beautifully about. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that he is not in the tomb. We thank you, as your word says, but this man, when he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. He's there because he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And God has exalted him to the very pinnacle of heaven. And we thank you that he is there tonight on our behalf. And we thank you that it's still the day of salvation. It's still the day of grace when men and women and young people can turn to him from their sins. It's still the day of grace when those who know you as their Savior can live for you. And we pray that that would be our desire tonight as we leave here. We thank you again for the choir and Brother Joseph and for their labors for you. And we pray that you would continue to bless that ministry. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all.